The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you are on this lovely planet.
Sorry for the delay. We had a slight technical difficulty. If you're listening to this in the archives, you wouldn't even know it.
Right.
It is a lovely day here, and it's perfect.
Yes,
everything
it is.
Is perfect.
It was perfect that our internet line went down, and it's perfect that we're starting over.
What timing? It's perfect timing. You know, your life is a very interesting thing. Welcome to Being Here. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia. We just had a technical emergency. And it was fun.
The show, of course, is Being Here. The title of today's episode is The Evolution of Perfection. And
the question is, what if your life is a perfect representation of what it should be in the current moment?
You know, it's interesting how your life shows up the way it does.
And you can either agree with it or disagree with it.
You can either engage with what is
and embrace it
or complain.
Yes, we finish each other's sentences.
It is really wonderful.
If you haven't noticed.
Sometimes we overtalk each other. Sometimes we simultalk.
It's really interesting. We talk a lot.
We do. It's our style.
Yeah.
Except for when we're alone, we generally don't talk that much.
At all.
Mainly because we don't need to. We communicate. If it's your first time with us, if it's your 500th time with us, maybe not quite, because we haven't done quite 500 episodes.
But
whether you've been here many times, for some people it may be 500 because they listen to episodes more than once.
Yes.
We still recommend listening.
And the thing is this, we're not going anywhere. We're not going to try to get you somewhere. We are being here in this moment of now, and we suggest you join us. And how you can best join us in the current moment is by disengaging from the other things that you're doing and listening. Listening is an amazing skill set that most of us think we do, but we mostly think about what's being said, which takes us out of the current moment of our lives. And we're going to suggest that you listen to hear what's being said as though it's new information. In Zen, it's called beginner's mind, where you experience what you're experiencing as though it's a new moment. And in fact, this is a new moment of now. It is an ever-changing new reality, and if you learn how to listen without agreeing or disagreeing or thinking you already know it, nuances will come through that you've never heard before.
You also don't need to apply anything to your life. It really is all about being here. When you get practiced at being where you are, rather than thinking about how to do your life right, everything falls into place.
And it becomes an obvious. Things become obvious rather than you're trying to figure out how to manipulate your life to get it to turn out the way you want. It just starts to turn out the way you want. If you want it to turn out the way it's turning See, most of us are in disagreement with how our lives are showing up moment to moment, rather than authoring our lives as though this is our idea. We're doing what we want to do, not what is dictated to us by others or our environment.
We were speaking with a client this morning, and everything in her life has fallen into place. For most of us, we have an idea that when one particular aspect falls into place, everything is going to be wonderful. So for some people, it's once I lose some weight, things will be perfect.
When I have a relationship,
it'll be perfect.
When I get the right job,
then it'll be perfect.
When I get the house, the apartment, the car,
then it'll be perfect. And when I pay off the mortgage or I get a certain amount in my bank account,
then it'll be perfect.
Well, one of the wonderful things is that missing piece fell into place. A guy that she really likes, and everything's wonderful. And life does not get fundamentally better when you get all the pieces in place. It really has to do with whether or not you're fully engaging in your life as it's happening. So today, with your ears, while you're listening, engage. You may follow a thought off. You may follow a visual off. There's certainly visuals here.
The leaves are falling, you know? And they are falling all of a sudden. And I said that.
They just, somebody shook a tree at them.
Right. A whole bunch of oak leaves fell out of the tree.
Just bring yourself back here and being here, and your life will transform as a byproduct. We have a caller. Let's take her.
Lenore?
Are you with us?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
There you are.
Oh, hello.
Yes, we can hear you. Where are you calling
from? I'm calling from Valhalla.
Where is Valhalla? Isn't that the Swedish heaven?
I am in heaven. How did you know?
Where is Valhalla?
It is north of Manhattan.
Oh, it's in New York.
Yes, it is New York.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yes.
What can we do for you?
Well, two things. I was calling about, I'd been thinking about perfection and thinking that I had wanted to be a more perfect partner for my husband. And the funniest thing happened. Over the weekend, a pipe sprung a leak in a house that we rent out, so the tenants called and said, we have a leak.
Uh-huh.
And he's a teacher, and so he had to go to class, and all of a sudden I said, well, should I go over there? I'm not a plumber. I didn't know what I could do or anything, but I decided to go over. And in that moment, I realized what being a partner was, and I fell more in love with him and he with me, and it was incredible, but not at all what I thought perfection was going to look like.
What do you mean that you discovered what being a partner was? I tracked you, but not for certain.
I heard you, but then we got a little confused there.
Okay, because normally if something happens, it goes wrong with any kind of carpentry, plumber, car, anything like that, I'm like, Joe, you're on. And I just, you know, sit back.
Step aside, right.
Yeah. And in this instance, I stepped up. You know, I realized that I could do something and be there in support of him and us. And I realized that I hadn't really been participating fully as a full partner in our relationship. I would just let him take care of some things, I would take care of some things, rather than...
No.
I think you're coming to a funky conclusion.
Yeah. You see, you're as fully participating as a partner as you knew how to do in any moment in the past.
Ah.
And then if you found a new level of participation and responsibility in the relationship, well, that's all wonderful. But to second guess how you've been going about your relationship is a pitfall that you don't need to step into.
See, what I don't think you recognized that you were saying, Lenore, is how I was doing it last week was wrong, and now I'm a better me this week.
That's the way I heard it, yes.
Wow, that's great. No, I hadn't heard that.
Which is part of where we got confused. Now, if I take a look at on the normal day-to-day things, Shia takes care of certain things here, and I take care of certain things. But if one of us is not available or for one reason incapacitated or another, it is an opportunity for the other to step up or step in or find a way to handle those things that are normally not on our plate. But that doesn't mean that how we were going about it was in any way incomplete or non-partnered.
Or wrong. You know, like how you've done your life up until this very moment of now has been perfect. I mean, when I say that, I'm sure there are listeners out there who go, oh, no, I shouldn't have gotten married to that person that I was married to, and it ended in a difficult divorce and all that, and now I have these children, and I'm looking for somebody to help me support that, and all those other things. They were perfect. See, it's not perfect if you go along with the story of how you think it ought to be. But today is my ex-wife's birthday.
Happy birthday, Barbara.
Yes, happy birthday, Barbara. And
bless you. Well, Barbara,
really,
we wouldn't have our kids or grandkids.
That's right. And without my getting a divorce, I would not be with Ariel because I... 2 years after our divorce, I met Ariel. So it was all perfect. It didn't feel perfect at the time. I didn't think I was going to survive without my family when it happened. But it was perfect. It really was. And everything unfolds perfectly because the moment, this moment of our lives, is the only way it could possibly be.
But interestingly enough, the degree of pain that comes with different changes in our life, from the big changes like a divorce to the little changes like our internet service not working properly, the degree of pain to distress has to do with the amount that you disagree with how your life is showing up. So what you resist persists. It grows stronger. It dominates your life. The second idea is this moment is perfect.
This moment is exactly as this moment is, and it cannot be any different than it is. No two things can occupy the same space at the same time. In this moment of now, you can only be exactly as you are, where you are, and your life circumstances can only be what they are. That includes everything, marital status, bank account, everything.
Third principle is this. Anything you see without judging completes itself. And one of the things I have an interest in you seeing is the idea that you need to evolve and improve. And that, of course, the name of the show is The Evolution of Perfection.
But perfection is what's happening right now. You don't need to evolve or improve. You will evolve. And I don't know about the improve part, because improve is in the realm of change, of good and bad and right and wrong and better and worse, whereas transformation is about the isness of the moment. It's about what's happening in this moment in your life is perfect. Now look, if this moment is perfect, can you be different than you are right now? Too late. I snapped my fingers, and when my fingers snap, that's the way you were in that moment, and you couldn't have been any different. If you can't be different in the current moment, you could never have been different in any previous moment. Your life has been an evolving of moment to moment perfection. You may not agree with it. You may not like it, but that's irrelevant. It is still perfect. See, what you think you want does not produce satisfaction and well-being. When you start synchronizing up with the way your life is showing up, you live in the space of well-being.
I see that. I see that.
And then you really are in Valhalla.
Really?
Yes. Even if you're in New Jersey or in Europe. Or, by the way, shout out to all the folks in the European community. We had the international call yesterday, and I promised them I'd give them a shout up. So if you're in the UK or you're somewhere in Europe.
Germany or.
Switzerland or the like, here we're just saying hey. Lenore, we need to go to a break. Can you come back with us after the break?
Yes, I can.
Most excellent. We'll be back with Lenore.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Hey, welcome back. So, we have a workshop coming up in New York City that we'd like to invite you to. It's the Freedom to Breathe and the Art of Being a Healer. That's December 4th, 5th, and 6th. It's not too far away, and there's space, and you'd be welcome.
You know, if you've met us through here or you've called in through here, you know us. You've met us. You have a sense. We hear that Jonalyn and Danny, who called in from California, are coming out. And if shout out to you guys. I hope you both make it, because it would be lovely to see you out here.
The Freedom to Breathe is an awesome course that allows you to access the current moment of your life through your breath rather than through your thought processes. You know, thinking is highly overrated, and it's a very experiential course that gets you into the moment, gives you a direct experience of living your life directly, which is rare in this world. Now, the Art of Being a Healer is a course that is the basis for all the workshops we do. Several years ago, like 30, I discovered that if I could direct a person's attention to where their body was in pain, or their emotions were in pain, and they actually saw it without trying to get rid of it, but allowed themselves to feel what they were feeling, it would dissolve and disappear in an instant. And that's the basis of what we do now. It used to be hands-on, one-on-one, and in this course, people will actually have an opportunity to have some hands-on body work.
It was interesting. On Monday night in New York City, a fellow, Rod, stood up, and he had just recalled that he came a year ago to the course, and he'd been battling a herniated disc for 6 months. The doctors had been thinking of doing injections and different sorts of operation because it couldn't get rid of the pain. He came, and in a minute and a half, the pain left and has never returned. And what he talked about on Monday night that was also stunning was that once the pain left, it was as if it never happened, and he had forgotten until that moment he had spent so many months deeply in pain. That's instantaneous transformation. That's what's possible. And by the way, I know some of you think, gosh, I live a distance. It's a commitment. It's true. But
it may be worth it, you know.
We met Cheryl from Hong Kong via our radio show. She regularly attends. She also comes to Costa Rica. She comes to the European courses. Paisia,
who comes from
Australia. So no place on this planet is too far.
And regularly people come from Europe, like Germany and Switzerland, to the workshops in New York City. So it's possible. Should you desire to join us, we welcome you.
Not because you're broken, but because you're perfect. Let's invest in the perfection of being you. Still with us, Lenore?
I am.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So I know you had a little time on the break. So just check in here. How you doing?
Great. I'm really great. And I got flashbacks of how I have had a habit of comparing myself now to how I was. Rather, you know, I see that that's in there with me, you know?
You know something, Lenore, that's a real waste of the current moment of your life. Because how you were once, you can't change it anyway.
But, you know, the other thing, social media actually supports that comparison.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Flashback Thursdays. We've got that put 5 successive days of you, pictures of you 15 years or older. It gets you looking at where you were rather than investing in where you are. Now, I like looking at those things on Facebook. I think they're kind of fun. I enjoy seeing people. But it's so easy to compare. And whether you compare yourself favorably or unfavorably, you're investing in the change aspect of your mind, where you're looking at what's good, what's bad, what's right, what's wrong, what's better, what's worse, what's older, what's younger, rather than investing in being here and being here for the experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
Great. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you. Hey, really appreciate you calling in today.
Thank you. Can I wish my husband a happy birthday? It's his birthday today, too.
Well, can you?
Happy birthday, Joe.
happy birthday, Joe. There, we all wish him a happy birthday.
All right. Thanks.
We have another caller.
So we're going to take him.
From Germany, so we should probably take him.
Yeah, let's take him. Norman, you with us?
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
Really good. It's great to hear you again. I really enjoyed the call yesterday.
Yes.
Yes.
What Norman's talking about is we have an international teleseminar once a month, and there are hubs from all over the world, but generally from the European community, and he participated yesterday. And if you want to know more about that or our upcoming seminars, we forgot to tell you. You can find all of that on our website.
Which is a mobile-friendly website
it
now.
It is. Thank you, Tag Online. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Norman.
Yes.
Great.
First of all, I want to also wish happy birthday to Joe.
Oh, well, good. Yes, you met him when he and Lenore came out to the Hamburg course.
Yes, of course. Yeah, we really had a great time.
We did. We did.
Yeah, we always do.
Yeah, always. So the question that I actually have is, when I heard the topic, the evolution of perfection, it really resonated with me. I thought, oh, I want that. I want that for myself. And then I thought, well, wait a minute. How can perfection get somehow better? Because, if something is perfect, it's perfect. It can't be better, right?
That's right.
Correct.
That's right. So, but each moment is perfect. So perfect is perfect. See, the moment, this moment, Norman,
yeah,
cannot be different than it is.
Yeah.
And we have the illusion of a future and a past. But it's an illusion. All there really is the current moment, which moves into the next current moment, and they happen very quickly. So it looks like we're watching a movie, but the reality is our lives are showing up in slices like a CAT scan of now, 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 now. And so everything is a moment of now. And It is perfect because in an instant, in the blink of an eye, you're in a new moment. And and it's a new moment of now, and each one of those moments are perfect, and it may not go along with what you would prefer.
Yeah,
you know, our preferences do not determine the perfection of the moment.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, what our preferences do is normally create a feeling of, what's the word I want? This isn't it. Of disagreement, because life doesn't show up the way we would prefer. It shows up exactly as it does.
Yeah, so there are those many things that I want to achieve that I always thought about, and I want to achieve this, I want to achieve that, I want to go to get on with my PhD faster and everything. And since I met you, it's so great because I think, oh, well, it's okay that way. It's just not going any faster than it is at the moment, and it's okay that way. My life is good. I love it.
That's great.
I love you saying that, because over the years, we've met many people who have studied for their master's or their doctorate or a second or a third doctorate.
And they think when they achieve that, somehow life will begin.
Yeah.
And there's such a qualitative difference when you're enjoying the process of your studies, when you're here for it, as if this is the pinnacle of your life, not someday. And then, of course, the next moment is the pinnacle of your life.
Yeah,
when we wrote our most recent book, Practical Enlightenment, it was so much fun. I can't say it's always been fun to write, but part of our evolution of perfection is to recognize that if we are sacrificing this moment to complete the project, we're going about it in a way that is not optimal. So either in any given moment we have the opportunity to discover how to engage so that it is fun, or we should be doing something else in that moment. And then we step away and do that. And it made it faster, easier.
And it was our fifth book, and it was the easiest one we've ever written.
Okay, yeah. You would think that it gets harder with every book.
Yes, you could think that. You could also think writing your thesis and working on your doctorate is harder than being in grade school.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not.
Maybe not. See, if you're in real time, like this moment, you know, it's funny, we live in the surrounded by trees, and now it's fall here, and very beautiful colors, and leaves are falling, but not in this moment. This moment, I don't see any leaves falling. And then there'll be a little gust of wind, and leaves will start falling again. It's all a unique moment-to-moment experience, and each leaf drops differently from the sky. So, you know, but if you're going somewhere as if this moment isn't it, you don't see the perfection of the leaf falling.
One of the things that I really love that you just mentioned is the pressure you had to do this project faster. Because our minds are linear. We have an idea of how we should go about it. So if we're working on a project, we should work from a certain time to a certain time. We should get a certain number of words done every day. We should. It's a linear idea of what a better us would be. And I have found that if I allow myself to have those as a loose idea and yet really be here and engaged and appropriate, sometimes I'll step away from things and then I'll come back and I'll have these bursts of quality work where if I sat
I'm there with you. I have the same thing. It really happened. So just working and working and working, and you get stuck, and then all of a sudden you just go away and do something else, and you go there the next day, and then you try something different, and suddenly a whole new universe opens and new things that you can study, and so it's really, really great then.
Brilliant. And I'll bet you don't go away and beat on yourself for having gone away, because if you do, you don't come back with the new and the brilliant.
Yeah, exactly. So I used to beat on myself because of doing that, but now it's just the way it is that way, and I love it. I really love it that way.
That's great.
You know what you're describing? The evolution of perfection. You know, while you were talking, you said something about evolution, and so how it seemed like that is about improvement.
Yeah.
So I went up online and I searched out the word evolution, and I discovered that it's about a development. It's, in other words, an unfolding.
Okay.
So it's like this moment is an unfolding
of the perfection of your life.
Cool. I really like that.
And what's really cool is, you know, most of us, at one time or another, think we are doing it wrong. You know, we're doing our life wrong. If we were really enlightened or successful, or it would be different than it is. But you see, this is the perfection of your life. It's not someday something. It's this day, this moment. This is it. And you know, so many of us are mistakenly trying to get somewhere, and it's not that.
Yeah, I can see that now, yeah.
So I have a question for you with this new perspective that you have about the perfection of the moment and the perfection of you and engaging in your life in each moment and listening and all the things that you've been practicing both in the seminars and in the radio show. I mean, we haven't really known you that long.
Yeah.
Was it the spring that you came for the first time?
Yeah, the spring was the first meeting.
So how is your project going?
It's really, really good. It's taking longer than we thought it would, but it's not a problem at all, because my job perspective changed a little bit so that I can have more time on it now and work on it, so it's really not a problem. It's really great. I really love it.
Well, you know what I like? You have only recently joined us, you know, since the spring.
Yeah.
For you, you're not that far away from how life used to be for you and how it is now.
Yeah.
How heavy pressure you were in your thought process.
Yeah, you're completely right. Yeah, that's right.
So how is it different for you now than it was just a very short time ago?
It's like an evolution.
In what respect? Can you give me some specifics?
Well, I think I have more time that I really live in the moment and that I don't listen to those voices in my head telling me, oh, you should do that and you should do that. So these, they're still there, and sometimes I give in to them, but the times that I am really satisfied with my life, they've been becoming a lot more.
That's great.
You know, the times when you give in to them, as you say, maybe times when you're coming up on a part of your project you don't know how to step into next. So it's easy sometimes to fold into self-defeating conversations than step into the unknown.
Yeah, you're right.
Which has been our experience. So just telling you, as a writer, if you're having those conversations, it's either a good time, as you've noticed, to step away, or recognize that there's something on your plate you're not quite sure how to do, or it's new, and it gives you license to engage rather than to listen to those thoughts like there's something wrong.
Yeah, that's really cool.
It is. It really is. Ah, it's so nice to hear your voice. It's nice to hear you sounding so alive and in real time, too.
Yep.
Thank you. It's really, really great to hear you, too.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Hey, thanks for calling in. We've got to go to a break now. So,
we appreciate it.
Yes. So, come on back, folks.
And don't miss
Being Here.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back. By the way, I know that Norman and other folks who are planning on coming to the Homburg courses in the spring, the Freedom to Breathe, which is on Thursday, March 31st, and Tell It Like It Is, The Power of Being Clear and Direct, which happens on April 1st through 3rd, the early registration discount is less than a month away. So if you know you want to join us there, we recommend you register now so that you get a bargain. I love a bargain.
Yeah, don't you love a bargain?
I do.
Okay.
TransformationMadeEasy.com. By the way, just looking forward to seeing a lot of you tomorrow night at Speak Up. And so just a shout out to all you speak uppers.
Yeah, and speak up is the next three Thursday nights in New York City. It's being led by Ariel and Susan Finch, who's a very accomplished voice teacher. And
if you're not yet on our email list and you want to get information like this sent to your inbox, you can sign up for it. It's called the Excellence Club. It's really wonderful. We have another caller. Shall we take him?
Just sure, but you know,
what?
Our next Monday night in New York is this coming Monday, the 9th, and people who are in the listening area, you're all invited.
By the way, I mentioned Practical Enlightenment, our newest book, in the last segment, and what you may not know is
it's available on Audible.
Absolutely, and it's going to be a wonderful holiday gift. It's not only beautiful, it's excellent, and so whether you like the audio version with me reading to you, or you like the Kindle or print version, you can get it on Amazon.
Other thing is, we still have a very few spaces left in Costa Rica 2016. If you're interested, go to our website, everything you need to know about it is there. Of course, there's a prerequisite that you do a weekend workshop with us this year, and there's a couple coming up, so if you want to join us, it's a possibility.
All right, you ready for our caller? Ephraim, you with us?
I am. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for being with us.
What can we do for you?
Well, I wanted to say I love the idea for this show, the evolution of perfection. It sounds like a line that I feel like that's what's given me my life, working with you guys. And
thank you.
Having the idea that or experiencing that the moment is perfection.
That really makes it great, you know, when you're at work and you're there knowing that that's where you should be in this moment, rather than pining over the beautiful day outside and thinking, oh, I should be out there. No, you should be where you are.
Well, that still happens sometimes, I have to say. But, and then I can remind myself that I'm in the perfect place.
That's true.
Because, you know, your mind is a machine that constantly comments on the current moment as if it is imperfect. That's an interesting phenomena, because the voice in your head is a "this isn't it" conversation, rather than "this is my life right now, right here. I've got this beautiful woman sitting across from me, and behind her all these oak trees with leaves dropping and beautiful colors."
I have a different view. Behind
you
is red. The tree is red.
The tree behind me is red. The tree behind you is brown and yellow and green and gold. Wow.
Where are you calling? Where are you today?
Well, I'm calling from the smallest room in my office, which is, we have a little phone booth room. Privacy.
So are you in Manhattan?
I'm in Manhattan, yeah, right on 42nd Street is where my office is.
How cool that you have your own little special
phone room.
Yeah, so it's perfect.
You know, it's funny. In our minds, we can look around and you can say, oh, I'm in this little room, it's a little phone room, and we can think in our minds of alternatives that are, quote, better, like a bigger room or a room with windows or the room that Shai and I are describing. But if you go back a couple hundred years, I mean, kings, queens, royalty did not have the ability to communicate the way you are today.
That's right. The luxury that we have.
Go back a few hundred years more than that, and they didn't have
hot
climate control.
Hot running water. Showers.
It's really unbelievable. And to think that I'm saying things that people are hearing around the world right now.
That's right. You're a world-famous communicator.
What can we do for you, Ephraim?
Well, I guess I was trying to formulate a question around on the concept, and I was thinking that you know, while I feel much more compassion for myself, and I pick on myself less, and I tend to drop my complaints much quicker.
Right.
I've also noticed that I believe that working with you guys has also helped me with my relationship with my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And it's helped me to pick on her less and show more compassion for her.
That's great.
And it's allowed her to do the same. But I also noticed that sometimes I feel impatient with her, that she, you know, that, like, I feel like maybe she complains more than I do, or that, you know, that, like, she worries about the future, and I do that less now. And sometimes, you know, I notice that, and I'm able to drop it and show compassion and let her be her perfect herself. But other times, yeah, it just sort of makes me feel impatient, I guess.
So here's the problem. It's not really a problem, but here's the problem. If you resist the way your wife is, you force her to get stronger in that
position.
Point of view. Yeah, in that position. You, in fact, polarize it so she has to stay where she is to be right about her point of view. If you can allow yourself to hear what she says without resisting it, it can pass through you and be done.
The other thing is, in a relationship, we often speak about this, about how it's 100% your responsibility. So when you are listening to what she has to say and you're comparing, saying, I'm more in the moment than she is, I'm less concerned with the future than she is, there's two things. One is there's a gap. You're not fully
you're having an internal conversation at the same time as she's speaking with you.
Because, and you're definitely in a change modality, good, bad, right, wrong, you know, a better, not future person to a lesser, worried about the future person. It's comparative. That's the first thing. But the second thing is, if I were to get concerned off into the future, it also has to do with how Shai is being with me. Because when he's really being here, he can say a word or two and it dispels that concern.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't go there in the first place. You're not looking at
how you send her on the trip off to worry about the future.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you are 100% responsible for your life, then you have to start looking at the way you're being that affects the people around you, like your wife, so that she starts to feel insecure. See, if you're really there with her, she's less insecure. If your body is there and you're not, then she starts to pull for attention. That's the normal way it is with people.
And it sounds perfect, and I feel like I know this, it's so much better than it was before I met you guys. But it's so awesome to hear the reminder and hear you explain it a different way.
The other thing is, I also am not sure that you're assessment of yourself, Ephraim, is totally accurate, because I've known you for a bit of time, and you, in a relative, I don't know how old your daughter is, but since she's been born, my experience of you is that you, personally, not your wife, because I don't see her very often, are more worried about the future. That your actions now are really based on what kind of future ramifications that they have. There's a more tentative quality about you. Not in this call, not in this radio show, which is really lovely, but I would start to look and see and notice, without judging, the times, the moments when your actions, your speech, your way of interacting with your life is tentative. That tentative quality or that cautiousness that's come back in because you're either under an umbrella of trying to be a good dad or trying to be a good provider or whatever set into place, you may not be aware of, but it's obvious on the outside. And if I were your wife, I might be a little less secure than I was when you were the more fully self-expressive version of you.
Well, thank you. That's great feedback. I guess I wonder, so the game is just to notice it more. And
The other thing is this, Ephraim, if you're measuring how you go about your life, if it's measured so as not to make waves or
make mistakes or cause
some future difficulties, if you suppress yourself, you become less and less the great man that you are and more like normal people.
You know, the other thing is, there have been a number of people recently in the community who've had children, and so that there are different stages of, you know, there's pregnancy now through kids who are in their teens, who we knew back when it was pregnancy, or in their 20s. And one of the things that you may also underestimate is the pressure of joining a community of other parents. And the pressure to
conform
or do it right or look right or be
you know,
everybody's got a position
and it usually is that their father, in your case, or mother did it wrong, and they're going to do it better. They're going to be there for their kid where their father wasn't or their mother wasn't, and usually it's a father, because fathers traditionally have gone out to work to support a family, and so they weren't there as much as the mothers were.
Which was perfect.
And mothers frequently enrolled their children in how their father wasn't there for them, which is perfect, because that's the way it goes.
But with awareness,
a non-judgmental seeing of how life is showing up,
you have options.
Right.
Cool.
So I like it. I like it because you just have another whole set of possibilities. If your wife is suddenly feeling concerned about the future, you might want to look at
how you're setting her up to feel that way.
And it's a cool game.
It is a cool game.
Because we've done that.
I'm talking about without guilt, you know, without blame, but just noticing, hey, look, I just said something, and I got her worried.
And I've done that. Shai's like sometimes had a complaint about something, and I go, oh, he's complaining. I'll go, oh, Shai, I sent you there. When I said this 10 minutes ago,
right,
it started that thought process. I apologize. Let's back out of this compartment.
Yes, perfect.
It's super cool.
That is. Hey, Ephraim, thank you so much for calling in. Our time has run away once again. The moment has been perfect, and it has evolved right down to
now.
And now it's time to say goodbye. Meet the leader in you. That's next week's show.
Yeah, and
if you've enjoyed the show, share it with other people. You know, with social media, you can get it out there. Really cool.
Hey, appreciate y'all listening today.
Thank you all for listening.
So come on back.
And don't miss
Being Here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.